So, you have a lot of ideas for what you would like to accomplish in 2020. The question now is, how do you turn those ideas into achievable goals? Well, that's what we'll be exploring in this week's podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 112 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. Okay, I need to be honest with you here. I've been saving this week's question for a while because now is the best time to answer this question. A few weeks ago, I gave you a link to my annual planning sheet, and that sheet asked 6 questions about what you would want to change and what you would like to achieve next year. Well, hopefully you've developed a long list of things because now we are in December and it's time to go through that list and decide what you will do next year. Now, before we get to that question, for anyone living in the United Kingdom and would like the opportunity to spend a day with like-minded people planning and developing their goals and plans for 2020, I will be in Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire on the 28th of December along with Kevin Blackburn at the Life and Time Mastery Workshop. You are all more than welcome to come and join us for some post-Christmas planning so you're not just ready to begin 2020 the way you want to, but you begin it with massive amounts of energy and motivation, which of course is the best way to begin any year. Tickets are still available and if you want one, just head over to the registration page. Details for the event and ticket information are in the show notes. Okay, it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Maria. Maria asks, "Hi Carl, a while ago you recommended we should write out all the things we would like to change about ourselves, the way we work, and other things. I did that. What do I do next?"
I'm glad you asked, Maria. This week, I'll show you how to turn those ideas into actionable goals. Now, first up, I need to stress the importance of less is more. A huge mistake people often make when planning their New Year's goals is they want to change and do too much too soon. Slow down. You have plenty of time and you do not need to do everything all in 1 year. I've found the perfect number is 4 to 6 meaningful goals each year. That works out at 1 goal per quarter or 1.5 goals per quarter. Now, I know it's very tempting to go for more. The problem is when you set yourself too many goals, you dilute your effectiveness. It's already difficult to focus on what we have to do each day. Having multiple goals to work on at any one time as well is just going to add to that, and you are setting yourself up for stressed out and overwhelm. So, going back to the list of ideas you've been working on, now's the time to review that list. What would you like to do? And more importantly, what can you do? Let's take things you would like to change about yourself. Perhaps you no longer want to be a couch potato. You don't like coming home every evening, eating dinner, and then just flopping down on the sofa and mindlessly watching TV. So what can you do to change that? Now, this is a habit change, and to change a habit like this requires a lot of effort and willpower. So from 1st of January, you pre-plan something different. It could be a 30-minute walk after dinner. It could be you go to a different room from where the TV is and read a book for 30 minutes. Whatever you do what it takes to change that routine. The bigger the change you make, the more likely it is you will disrupt your habit of just collapsing on the sofa at the end of the day. Now, a quick word of advice here, based on my own experience, don't schedule this change to take an hour. An hour is too much of a time commitment. I've found when you commit to doing a new activity for around 20 to 30 minutes each day, it is much more likely you will do it. When you schedule an hour, you will resist. Your brain will not like committing 1 hour every day to doing something new. It will find all the excuses you need to not do it. Of course, if you want to do more than 20 minutes, then keep going. But just commit yourself to 20 minutes. Your brain will accept that time commitment much more easily. This 20-minute rule applies to things like exercise too. If you schedule 20 minutes exercise every evening, 5 to 6 times a week, you are much more likely to succeed than if you tell yourself you will go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week for an hour. Now, start small here. As you begin to get fitter, you will feel more energetic and exercise will no longer be a painful experience you believe you have to do, but rather become an enjoyable experience you want to do. When you start wanting to exercise, that's the time to up your game and join a gym or start running longer. Now for the longer term goals, things you want to change about the way you work, for example. Let's say you would like to apply for a promotion. The next step is to give yourself a period of time for discovery. You need to discover what additional skills you will need to do this new position. Will you need extra qualifications? Have a talk with your boss or HR department about what you will need to do to demonstrate you can do the job you are wanting to move to. You will then need to create a plan for acquiring these skills and qualifications. For this, you will need to create a project. If you use a to-do list manager, you can create that project there, but a simple notes app would do the trick. Most good notes apps have the ability to create tasks and checklists. Now write down all the tasks you will need to perform to achieve the goal. Breaking these down into small, clear, actionable steps will keep things moving along nicely. Now, another quick tip here is to make sure you load the beginning with quick wins. This helps to keep the momentum moving forward. The hardest part of any project is getting started. If you load the beginning with quick wins, you will keep your enthusiasm up, and this keeps the energy high. Now, one important component of any goal is the why. Why are you doing this goal? A lot of people struggle with this because they feel embarrassed to say they want to lose weight so they can look sexy in the club or on the beach, for example. The reality is, if you are not motivated by your why, then you are not going to successfully complete the goal. Your why has to be just that. It needs to be your why, and it does not matter what it is as long as it motivates you. It does not matter if you want to get promoted to earn more money to spend on yourself or to impress a girl or boy. You do not have to tell anyone why you are doing your goals. You do not have to have noble whys. Your motivation for doing anything needs to be genuine and it needs to be yours. So whatever your why for a particular goal is, write it down in your project notes. There will be days when you do not want to do a task related to that goal, and the time to review your why is when that happens. And trust me on this one, it will happen. So back to planning out your goals and plans for 2020. Once you have decided on a list of 4 or 5 goals for the year and you have listed out the tasks you will need to perform to complete those goals, you now should decide when you will start the goals. Starting everything all at once is a recipe for disaster. You need to be able to focus on one thing at a time. This is where using quarters to assign specific goals really helps. Let's say one of your goals is to get fit and lose some weight by the time of your summer holiday. That may be 6 months away now, but the sooner you start that, the sooner you can move on to other goals. And a get a fit and weight loss goal is an easy one to start with because that's what I describe as a lifestyle goal. To succeed at losing weight, you need to change the way you move and eat. Basically, move more and eat less. That's something that, although difficult at first, is easy to maintain once you get over the initial discomfort of feeling hungry. Larger goals, though, may need some longer-term work, for example, a career change. For a goal like this, you may need to break it down to run over 2 or 3 years. In this case, what can you do this year to prepare the ground? I was talking to a language student of mine recently, and she mentioned that 2 years ago she'd returned to Korea after studying in Canada for a year. And when she came back, she was determined to return to Canada within 2 years. Unfortunately, because she'd not broken the goal down into steps, she was still 2 years away from returning. It's very easy to not do the necessary groundwork for the longer term goals, but sometimes you need a year to do just that. Build the foundations, the studying, the training, or whatever it is you need to do. Make those important steps a part of your goal planning for the new year. So hopefully that's given you some ideas about how to plan out what you will accomplish in 2020. How you do it is, of course, entirely up to you, but my advice is don't try and do too much. You have plenty of time, and if you cannot do some things this year, remember you have next year. So don't throw away your ideas sheet. That's a great sheet to refer to next year. Good luck, Maria, and good luck to all of you too. Thank you all for listening, and it just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.